Well, I'm going to need some readers, 7 to be exact, and I think we have at least 7 people here. So, if it's okay, I'm going to hand you a verse of scripture to read, and it will be a blessing for you to wait for the mic so that those who have called in can hear you read. We've got 2 more over here. Got it? So when you read, please read nice, loud, and clear. And with the mic, you don't have to hold it up to your mouth. Just hold it right about here, and they will hear you. Okay? Well, God bless all of you who have called in, whether it's on conference call or Facebook, see your face or what's up. So welcome to another night of fellowship with your family. Okay? As you can see on the screen, the title I've given this sharing is called Created to Last. Created to Last. Let me say a few words about items in our everyday lives that we count on. One of them is watches. Those of you who wear them. There are 2 specific watches or types of watches that I want to bring up. They're called mechanical or solar watches. They don't use disposable batteries, okay? They say that they keep on running indefinitely, these watches. But the answer to that is no, because then they would have given them a lifetime warranty, okay? This watch right here that I'm holding up is one of those mechanical watches. No batteries. You just wind it up to get it started, and as you wear this watch, it stays running. So as long as it's moving, no problem. The watch will keep on going and going and going. But this watch opposed to contrary belief that it'll run or it'll be fine indefinitely is not true. One day there's parts in the watch that will give out and you will have to have them replaced. Otherwise, the watch no longer works. How about the brand is called Red Wing Boots. They have these boots up in Canada that the Canadian market lists them in U.S. dollars, mind you, $500 for a pair of these boots. Now, the leather that they use to make these boots is not the cowhide that we're familiar with when it comes to leather. No, it's stronger than that leather, and what it is either elk or deer skin, and their hide is a lot stronger than a cow's. Think about it logically. A cow, what do? They walk around, eat the grass, moo, whatever, okay? But deer and elk go through thistles, thickets, brush, branches, and all kinds of stuff, and it just toughens up their hide. And that's how God created them to endure that kind of an environment, all right? So these boots, they say that the company will replace, remember, these things are supposed to last indefinitely. They say that when the sole wears out, they'll replace them. No charge. They'll replace the soul. Hence, they last a lifetime, which is a play on words. It's a play on words, considering having to renew them from time to time. Well, when it comes to something that will last a lifetime and beyond, then how about your life and mine? Okay? First of all, our souls are saved once and for all. S-O-U-L. And we ourselves can renew our minds, right? And we do that day to day. Not with a store or at a store, but with God our Father. We go to Him for these needs that we have. Something that we have as sons of God is our extended warranty. God gives us an extended warranty, and who knows what it's called? Just take a guess. Thank you. Eternal life. There's your extended warranty. So when this old body gives out, we await our new one. All right? So we do, and we are created to last. Created to last. Christians were created to last. So I'm going to read a verse before we get started with the ones I've handed out to you that is really dynamic. And if you want to follow along, you can. And this verse is in Ecclesiastes. And when you get there, go to chapter 3. Oh, you know what? Go ahead, go there. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. Really fantastic version. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds, a divinely implanted sense of a purpose, working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. Yet, so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." I thought that was a fantastic way of putting this particular verse. God gives us Jesus Christ to teach you and I where to start in our lives. Speaking of created to last. We're going to go to Matthew now. And in Matthew chapter 7, we're going to pick this record up in verse 24. Matthew 7:24. It says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a what?
Rock.
A rock." There are some pretty hard rocks out there. And the irony is these houses that we live in, they're built on dirt, not so much rock, but on a rock, no one can rock you, okay? Verse 25, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, N-O-T, shall be likened unto a foolish man who buildeth his house upon the sand. And when the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, it fell, and great was the fall of it." So this is where we start. Our foundation is Jesus Christ and what God has for us. So we want to start as wise builders. We want to start as wise builders in our lives. What about when we're faced with spiritual hardships? And we all are faced with spiritual hardships. So who has number one card? You?
Yeah,
number one?
Lena.
Yeah, I want to have you read that. And that's going to be Ephesians 3:16 and 17.
Okay. I'm doing it at the NLT. You want to use King James?
King James, okay. In this case.
Okay. For this cause,
Ephesians 3:16.
3:16? Okay. Gotcha. All right. "That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able..."
That's it. 3:16. Okay, notice it says strengthened with might by whose Spirit? God's, in our inner man. See? So, again, we're created to last. And that Christ dwells in our hearts through our believing. That we're rooted and grounded in love. That's a secure love, to be rooted and grounded in it, as opposed to, "Oh, I love you," and just let the wind blow that away. So, again, we're created to last. And these are all... this scripture shows just how rooted and how grounded we are so that we can last the test of time. The only foundation that can stand the test of life is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, okay? And what he teaches when it comes to a sure foundation that has already been laid. You don't have to lay the foundation. It's already been done for you. We just have to stand on it and build on that. Okay? We're going to go to number two, and that's going to be in 1 Corinthians, if you let the rest of us get there, chapter 3. And we're going to do verse 10. But what I'm going to do is, after this is read, I'm going to read this in the NLT.
Oh, I got the NLT.
Oh, perfect. So we'll read this, 1 Corinthians 3, 10 and 11 out of the NLT. Okay, Daniel.
Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. See, Jesus is the cornerstone. He is the one who laid the foundation for us, all in God's plans. Remember what our whatever is going on in our lives, that we're never alone. We've heard that in the verse where it says, never leave you nor forsake you. We're never alone, okay? God wants is filled with encouragement. That's what he wants, to fill us with encouragement. And his promise to give us, you and I, strength. We are energized, not by batteries, but by that inner spirit. Okay? And we're not energized, or we're not built up by man's wisdom. That comes and goes. No, it's Jesus Christ who dwells within us. How richly. Who's got number three? Judy? Okay, we're going to go to Philippians 4:13, familiar verse, but it needs to be read.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Amen. Amen. We need to continually go back to the Word. We should do this every day in our lives to be built up. And we need to go there for direction and the correct way of handling the task that's before us, whatever it may be. The wise builder would always go to God for saying, I need your help. I need your help. Okay? And then stand by and get ready to receive it. I often ask him for help each day before it starts when I go to work. And son of a gun, if at work, there it is, his help, and I just thank him for it. And you know it's God's help when it's God's help, not somebody else or my own brain. number four. Okay. We're going to go to the Old Testament now, and we're going to go to Psalms chapter 73. And when you get there, go to verse 23. Bob?
Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand, by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion forever.
There you go. Created to last. For how long? Forever. Forever. What insurance company, what medical facility, what plan of this or that can say that to you? They can't. As long as you're paying them, you're in the good. But if you stop, your coverage is terminated. See, God doesn't work that way. He's above man. Leaps and bounds. And it says here, forever. Okay? So, when we talk about things that would last forever and all this and that, it's God's plan. It's what he does for you and I. It's your life standing on this rock that Jesus Christ has laid before us. In life, people have good intentions. Sure. Sure, we all do. We have good intentions. All right? But they are limited, and they are dependent on their knowledge and experience. Everyone has different knowledge Everyone has different experiences, so it's not always the same when people give you that information. So it can be left or right or whatever, but God's word and what God says is a sure thing. It's a sure foundation, and He is the one who's created everything under the sun. So the first of all our choices to turn to should always be who? God. Don't be afraid to speak up. Should be God. That should we should turn to always. For He never leaves us. And since He's always with you and I, then don't you think that He knows what's going on with you? If He's with you and in you, do you not? God is right there when it happens, before it happens. So when you go to Him, it's almost like God saying, I knew this was coming, but I'm going to help you out here. You know? So He knows the score. God does. And why wouldn't He? He's the all-knowing Heavenly Father. Okay, we're going to go to number 5, and that's going to be in Isaiah 41 and verse 13. Isaiah 41, verse 13. Who's got that one, Maria? Okay.
Psalm 40, I'm sorry. Isaiah 41, 13. Verse 13.
Right.
For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
There you go. How many times in life do people say, hey, I'll help you? And they don't. Or they forget. Not God. If God says it, take it to the bank. If God says it, you can count on it. God says, I will help you. What does that mean? He's going to help you. He doesn't say, well, let me see how much trouble you're in before I commit myself. Let me see how big the problem is before I bite off more than I can chew. Nothing is impossible with God. He simply puts it in plain English, I will help you. And that's all we need to know. Where are we at here? We're in number 6. And for that, we're going to go to 1 Peter. Who's got number 6? Okay, Tom. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9 and 10. You don't have the NLT, do you? Okay, I'll read it after you read it. So 1 Peter 5, 9 and 10, please.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthen, settle you.
Amen. NLT puts it this way, stand firm against him and be strong in your faith, in your believing. Well, who do we believe on in the first place? Who gives us this thing to look at? God does. We go to him, you know. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. Verse 10, in his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. That's the kind of foundation God puts us on. It's like you see somebody pick up a little kid, and they're going to put him in a high chair or whatever. They're not putting him in something that's going to collapse. They know this baby will be fine, so they're placed there. Well, God puts us on a firm foundation because we're his children, and that's how big he loves us. Okay, we're going to look at where the Apostle Paul writes from prison to the Philippians, not knowing if he would ever see them again. Paul is saying and urging them to work as a team. Okay? One mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. This is like athletes or soldiers standing shoulder to shoulder in a situation. Okay? Refusing to give up and pushing forwards together. Amen. So, for this, we're going to go to Philippians, whoever has number 7. And we're going to look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
We have the New King James.
Okay.
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Amen. Yep. That's what God wants us to do as a family, to stand together. He doesn't want everybody to have their own idea of how to do things spiritually. He wants us to stand together. And the way we get the knowledge is by going and studying His Word to see how to handle different situations. God keeps it simple. Man complicates things, period. The key ingredient and the key plan from God is love, love, love. And that conquers a multitude. So, in conclusion, we see that we are created to last. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for giving a marvelous and fantastic plan in our lives so that we know we are created to last. Once this life, the flesh life, is over, we await the return of Jesus Christ, whether it's now or then, and we are ready to live throughout all eternity. There is no end, Father, with you. And it's impossible to measure just how much joy we will be accumulating throughout eternity. But we are ready to enjoy our presence with you and our big brother, Jesus Christ, Father, forever. So I ask that you help each and every one of us to stand firm on the foundation that has been laid before us, all in Jesus' name. And we all say,
Amen.
Amen.